Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, February 22nd. House Republicans are refusing to back off efforts to impeach President Joe Biden over a made-up bribery scheme. An ex-FBI informant is facing criminal charges for lying about the Biden family's involvement in a Ukrainian business deal and $10 million bribery scheme, and says he got some of the fake dirt from Russian intelligence officials. That false evidence was central to the GOP's attempt to impeach the president, but they say they're not giving up yet. Yesterday, the president's brother James was grilled behind closed doors, adding to a long list of people who've testified that Joe Biden had no involvement in his son's foreign business deals. Hunter Biden is expected to sit for an interview next week, but there are some serious doubts growing that the GOP will be able to pass a politically risky impeachment effort with their razor-thin majority in the House. House Democrat Jamie Ruskin says it's time for them to give up.
I think it's time for Chairman Comer and the Republicans to fold up the circus tent. This impeachment investigation is nothing but a wild goose chase that is based on Russian disinformation and propaganda.
The White House is thinking about restricting migrants from being able to seek asylum if they cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Earlier this month, the Biden administration struck a deal with the Senate that included some of the toughest measures on border security in recent memory. But that was tanked by House Republicans, so sources say the White House is now considering new executive action that's reminiscent of the Trump era. CNN's Priscilla Alvarez has more.
President Biden said during those negotiations that he would welcome the authority to shut down the border. While it's unclear what exactly this executive action would look like, it appears to be an extension of some of those negotiations. Now, it's also important to note that this is a measure that is similar to that of the Trump administration. Former President Donald Trump also tried to shut down the border with a similar authority, but that was challenged in the courts. This executive action, should the White House move forward with it, will also likely be challenged in court.
Former President Donald Trump has asked for a delay in paying his $355 million fine. He wants the judge overseeing New York's civil fraud case against him to delay enforcing the penalty for 1 month. The question of how Trump will pay the fine has been floating around since the judgment came down earlier this month. And reporters at a South Carolina campaign office asked Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara, if Republican voters would be happy to pay his legal bills.
Absolutely. That's why you've seen a GoFundMe get started. That's why people are furious right now and they see the attacks against him. They feel like it's an attack not just on Donald Trump, but on this country.
A highway shooting in the West Bank has killed one person and injured several others. Israeli authorities say three gunmen opened fire near a checkpoint and said they shot at people in cars in traffic. They've described the men as terrorists and say they're Bethlehem residents. CNN's Nick Robertson is at the scene.
From where I'm standing, you can see blood on the ground where some of the victims were injured. This main highway would have been really busy in the early hours of the day when the attack took place.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, the UK and Jordan have airdropped humanitarian aid to a hospital in the north. Britain's foreign secretary says it will help thousands of patients, but said the situation there is, quote, desperate, and called for an immediate humanitarian pause in fighting. Coming up, the first American moon landing in more than 50 years could happen today. That's if all goes to plan.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Today, a lunar lander is going to attempt the US's first soft landing on the moon in more than half a century. Odysseus launched last week and will try to slow its engines enough to gently touch down on the moon's surface. Success is not guaranteed, though. If it fails, Odysseus would become the third lunar lander to crash on the moon in less than a year. A live stream will start around 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the website of Intuitive Machines, the company that built the craft. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.